across the Civic Media Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has canceled remaining court deadlines after prosecutors said they needed more time to reassess now that Trump has won re-election.
It feels like this case is about to evaporate once this administration ends. There were some court deadlines for December that were set by the judge in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. The special counsel says, let's push these things back. We need time to figure out our next steps. But every indication is this prosecution will be wrapped up before President Biden leaves office.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. President-elect Trump is moving quickly to fill his cabinet. CBS's Robert Costa has the details.
Dealing with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, plus the fighting in Gaza and Lebanon, and Iranian and Chinese aggression could top the to-do list for Trump's next foreign policy team. Seen as a front-runner for Secretary of State is Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty. Also being floated is former Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell and Florida Senator Marco Rubio. For the CIA, John Ratcliffe, Trump's former Director of National Intelligence, is widely mentioned. And for Defense, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is seen as a possibility.
A bombing at a railway station in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 24 people and wounded dozens more. The BBC's David Bamford reports.
The explosion took place at Quetta train station in West Pakistan. The station's superintendent said it happened near a platform as the Jaffa Express, bound for Peshawar, was about to leave for its destination. A militant group, the Balochistan Liberation Army, said it carried out the bombing.
Authorities say the attack is believed to have been a suicide bombing. Illinois' Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker promises a swift appeal now that a federal judge has overturned the state's ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Federal Judge Stephen McGlynn strikes down Illinois' gun ban as unconstitutional. He says his decision on semi-automatic weapons applies universally, not just to the plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit challenging the ban. The ban on AR-15 rifles and similar guns and large-capacity magazines took effect on January 1st. It was in response to the 2022 July 4th parade shooting in north suburban Chicago that left 7 people dead and dozens injured. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Planning to spend some big bucks this holiday season? Well, it may all depend upon just how old you are.
Younger shoppers are planning to spend more this holiday season. According to a new survey from software company ShipStation, 28% of Gen Zers say they'll shell out more than $1,000 on gifts and other items. Older generations plan to spend between $250 and $500.
CBS's Matt Piper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
Right now, 35.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. I'm Jeff Kelm. Dan is out of town this week. Today, November fun in Florence County, hearing protection for hunters, and a chance to win a fantastic ice fishing package. All that and more coming right up here on Outdoors Radio. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Huppie.com. By the way, all 11 offices of Huppie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, I've had a few chances to get out now and do a little bow hunting. Haven't seen anything in front of me. Had cameras going off in different parts of the property as I've been sitting out. Kind of one of those I should have zigged while they zagged. But I'm excited to continue to learn the movement. And it's such a weird dynamic because and I don't know how much I've gone over that here on the show before, is that I essentially moved right next door. So I kind of know where some of these deer are coming from. But I also have a situation where I've got a neighbor who does not allow people onto his land to track deer. And I think we've probably, many of us have run into this situation before when you're hunting tracts of private land, whether large or small, you may run into people that, you know, just for one reason or another, they don't want people on their land. And I do have a neighbor like that. And so what it forces me to do is it forces me to kind of look at the landscape, look at the layout, and do my best to plan around the idea that if I shoot a deer, the last thing I want is that deer running onto his property. So that kind of eliminates hunting on a portion of my land. But what it actually does is probably gives me a little bit more of a sanctuary area where I know I'm not going to go in there unless I'm tracking a deer or maybe I'm doing some other maintenance, cutting firewood or whatever it may be. On this property, just so that I have less of a chance of a deer running onto property. Now I've got 30 acres. I mean, it's possible I shoot a deer anywhere on the property and it runs to a neighbor. I mean, that's just how it is. Whether you got 40, 60, 80, 90, or 400 acres, you certainly could be hunting in a place and make a shot on a deer in a place where they just run. They may run who knows how long, but I'm in a situation where I know that if that deer runs that direction, I'm just not going to get it. So I'm in a place where there's not a lot of manipulated food sources. So not a lot of egg land, things like that. So I'm able to kind of use that again to my advantage, use some of that border edge as just cover, sanctuary. Don't have to worry about it. Not going to go in there and hunt it. And actually, I think it's probably maybe even better for the deer in that sense. The other cool thing that came up here just this last week, the DNR had announced that they're looking at changing the DMU units, the deer management units that they utilize for the forest lands here in Wisconsin. That includes the central forest land where I'm at and the northern forest lands up in northern Wisconsin. And I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at this, but there are some public sessions coming up here in the next couple of weeks that you can get registered for, that you can attend. I'm going to attend the virtual one on the 18th. And pretty neat that they're going back. Jeff Pritzel, kind of our deer guy right now in Wisconsin, is proposing that we go back to using some of the land that we used back in the day when we had deer management units, you know, broken down based on highways and the way land lays out. I think it's pretty neat that we get to see some of that action being taken by the DNR, really the biggest change in many, many years that they're looking at. So if you're interested in what those changes may be, what those changes look like, it does tend to break down the DMUs into smaller units. I think that's a better management tool, to be totally honest. But there are some public hearings and things like that coming up. So you can check that out. But that's new information. If you go to the deer hunting page on the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov, you will be able to find information on those upcoming meetings here in the next couple of weeks that you can put your public input into. So very cool. Got a good show coming up here. Dan, before he headed out of town, he was able to record a couple of interviews with some folks. Dr. Allie Anderson tells hunters how to protect their hearing. Otto Reitz of Wounded Warriors United of Wisconsin offers us a chance to win an ice fishing package worth $13,000. And Eric Pritz, Director of Economic Development of Florence County, invites us to enjoy November events in Florence. All that and more coming right up right here on Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me again now is a regular guest on our show, Otto Reitz. He's the founder and president of Wounded Warriors United of Wisconsin, and their website is woundedwarriorsunitedwi.org. They're located in rural Gleason, Wisconsin, and they offer a retreat for Wisconsin veterans and their families at Country Haven Farm. Otto, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you having us back on the air with you.
Well, we try to talk to you a couple times a year because you got good things going on for veterans. And I want to ask you before we get going, how's everything at Country Haven Farm?
Everything's going really good with the animals. Sunday we had another baby. Emma, a Scottish Highlander cow, she surprised us.
Oh.
She was expecting.
Okay. So what have you got now?
Well, the new one is a Scottish Highlander. It's a bull calf. We named it Moon Pie.
Okay, is there a story behind that name?
Yes, a lot of the animals that are on the farm, if you notice, when we've got Sheldon and Leonard, Emma, we've got the pigs, Bernadette and Penny, it's all Big Bang that's how he got his name.
All right. So if folks come to visit you, they can obviously visit the animals. I did that when I was up there, and they're very friendly. It's not quite a petting zoo, but they're very friendly toward visitors, aren't they?
Yes, they are. All the animals that we have, you know, they're all real little when we got them, except for Emma. But, you know, they're used to being hand-brushed. They love cookies, the animal crackers. When people come up, they can, you know, feed the bulls the animal crackers. And we got miniature donkeys that love the crackers and the goats. And everything is real friendly for people to come up and see the animals and pet them. And they just have a good time out in the country here.
And, of course, that's only part of what you offer. You have hunts and fishing trips as well. Tell us a little bit about Wounded Warriors United of Wisconsin for folks who don't remember or never heard you on the show before.
What we try to do is offer veterans hunting trips and fishing trips, trips out of state, whether it's hunting or fishing, to give them an opportunity to experience something new, maybe to get back into the outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing. We supply them with fishing rods and guns, whatever it takes to get them back out and experience the outdoors.
Okay, and you mentioned out-of-state opportunities now. It's kind of late for this year, but when do you start looking for people to join you on out-of-state trips?
What we do is in January is one of our busiest months for setting up the existing hunts and fishing trips, you know, Idaho, Montana, Missouri. They can start watching our website for sign-up dates. You know, we're always looking at adding new fishing trips and hunting trips. One of the new ones this coming year will be a paddlefish fishing trip out west. It's an experience that most people will not get an opportunity to do. And that's what we try to do is get the veterans out on trips that, you know, because they are expensive and we pay for everything. 100% of the trips, transportation, food, lodging, guide fees if there is any. So they don't have to worry about out-of-pocket expenses. And, you know, a lot of guys have families and kids, and it's just not in the budget or whatever. And this gives them an opportunity to try something that they normally wouldn't be able to do.
Now, you mentioned you pay for everything, and, of course, you have to raise money to do that. And you've got a big raffle going on now, right?
Yes, we do. We've got an Ice Castle Scout, and it is fully loaded. It will come with fishing rods, ice auger, comes with a heater, anything and everything you can imagine to go fishing, this Ice Castle will have it in it. And we'll be raffling it off in December at the Ice Fishing Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which is being held at EEA Grounds.
Yeah, that is the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo, and this will be the second year of it. We talked to Dan Durbin last year. It was such a success, they had to move it to EAA, which has more room.
Right. They didn't expect the turnout that they had. It was overwhelming. The show was a success. It was good for them, and it was really good for us. We sold a lot of raffle tickets, and a big part of the show is making contacts also, whether it's the products or places to hunt, guides. So the shows are a huge benefit to us.
Yeah, and you are actually giving your prize away at that show, right?
Correct. On Sunday, we'll be giving the Ice Castle away to one lucky winner.
Wow, so one winner gets everything.
Everything. The package itself is, well, $13,000 package.
My goodness. Okay. Well, how can we get tickets?
The raffle tickets, they have to come to the show.
Okay.
And then we also have a few people around the state that are selling raffle tickets for us right now. And they can go to our website and look up my phone number. It's 920-470-1845. And if they call and want tickets, we can find out where they live and then who's the closest person to them that they can purchase the raffle tickets.
Yeah, because you have to buy those in person.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So your number again, 920-470-1845. And, of course, your website that we'll mention at the end of our conversation here. And we hope people will come and see you at the Ice Fishing Expo. But I skipped one thing. You have opportunities to hunt now on your property and around your land, don't you?
Correct. We have land up the mountain. We've got box blinds and ladder stands and tower stands. And if somebody's looking for a place to bull hunt, they can let me know, and I'll take them over there and show them around and show them what stands they can use. And you know, we're surrounded by national forest on two sides of the property that I will use. So there's endless areas that they can scout and, you know, put up their own ladder stands if they would like. And they can go there anytime that they want. They don't have to sign up or anything like that. Just give a call and we'll make sure that there's ladder stands or blinds available for them to hunt.
All right. And how about right around your farm?
Well, we do a lot of coyote hunting right around the farm itself. We don't do any deer hunting around here.
Okay. Otto, what kind of permit does someone need to hunt on your property at Mountain?
You would need your Wisconsin archery license and Wisconsin gun license in order to hunt on the property. That's all you need.
Okay. What about a doe tag?
We do have some doe tags available right now for crop damage. If somebody is looking to maybe put some meat in their freezer, just give me a call. We'll see what we have left available, and hopefully we can get you out on a doe hunt.
All right. Well, Otto, your raffle that's going on now is a big fundraiser, but you have other fundraisers throughout the year, don't you?
We follow the sports show circuit in January, February, and March. We do all the sports shows. We have a big raffle that will start in January, runs till the middle of August, and those tickets will be available at the sports shows or through our people that have tickets that are selling throughout the state. The big part of our fundraisers is we don't have large corporations that are donating big checks to us. So it's important for us to be out doing these smaller fundraisers. We have people that will put fundraisers on for us and help us out raise funds also. In order to continue doing what we want to do, grow, it takes more money. All the trips that we go on, it adds up. And without the fundraisers and donations, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
Well, you do great work, and I hope you're able to continue doing that kind of work, and I hope a lot of people contribute to your cause, and the easiest way to do that and maybe win something is to buy a raffle ticket. So I hope there's a good turnout at that expo and before to sell tickets. Well, Otto, thank you so much. Thanks to you and Vicki, and we'll talk to you again.
I appreciate you having us on the air again. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Otto Reitz is the president of Wounded Warriors United of Wisconsin, their website where you can learn all about what we've talked about here. And it's a new website, too. They've upgraded it. It's really user-friendly. Is woundedwarriorsunitedwi.org. And you'll find Otto's phone number there as well. And if you get up there, be sure to say hi to Moon Pie and all the other animals at Country Haven Farm. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV and UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us once again is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. Eric, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Always a pleasure, Dan.
Well, I mentioned ATV trails. I would imagine they're in pretty good shape this time of year, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been great. We have some colder weather, and the colors are mostly gone, but I was out last week, and the trails were in great condition, and, you know, we still have time to get out on them. And it's not just the UTV and ATV trails. We have a lot of horses, equestrian trails, you know, hiking. You can go up to the top of Kai's Peak still. I mean, so lots of ways to get around and, you know, enjoy the outdoors.
And you post regularly at travelwisconsin.com, don't you, about what's going on there in Florence County?
Yeah, we do. You're going to see a lot more updates. I'm actually working with Wendy, you know Wendy, my predecessor.
Yes.
She's over at the Resource Center or the Visitor Center. They're going to be assisting me with that, with Travel Wisconsin, as I take on more with our new website for economic development and that. So, yeah, I'm hoping to get a lot more updated there. But as far as events, you know, hiking, lodging, all that stuff, the best place to go is still either the Facebook page or exploreflorencecounty.com.
Fantastic. Well, mention events, and October was full. How did October go? You had a mud bog and a couple of things going on the next weekend. How was October?
October just hammered every weekend. We had stuff going on. We had the poker run with the 101, who last year they had 67 registrations. This year they had over 120. We had the canine unit raffle and event with the Booyah. They did over 60 gallons of Booyah. I think it was gone in less than 2 hours, because when we showed up just after 5, it was gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so really great event. The disc golf tournament, I wasn't up there, but I heard it went very well at Kai's Peak. I talked to Andrea real brief in passing. She said that the mud bog went great out in Aurora. So, yeah, there were quite a few things that drew people into Florence County, and, you know, I hope they enjoyed it. And the cool thing about it was fall colors really hung around.
Yes.
Right? So those couple of weekends that really had a lot of outdoor activity, it was a double whammy where they were able to really enjoy all the fall colors.
Yes, I'm sure. They were beautiful here, too. And I was up north shooting for Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and we had gorgeous color up in the New Auburn area. So I think most of northern Wisconsin enjoyed Indian summer this year. But now we're into November and deer season is around the corner. Are you ready for deer season?
I am. I went out to camp. I've sighted in my rifle. The whole group is getting, even other camps are all excited about doing a lot of the traditional stuff that we do every year. We actually built a new stand for one of my buddies, and, you know, of course I'm driving in and, you know, there's four grouse sitting in the middle of the road, and I'm looking to get my hands on my first one this year. So I'm trying to get out a lot more than I did last year when we're doing these, so that I can report back with some positive news. But, you know, I'm certainly looking forward to deer hunting season this year. And speaking of which, on that Sunday, it's the tail end of the Florence County Canine Unit annual rifle raffles. They have four or five events during the season, and then the last day is actually Sunday, November 24th, where they're going to do the drawing to be held at the Roadhouse 139, which is down in Long Lake. I saw all 8 of the guns. They had them all on display at the poker run. They're awesome. I mean, the first place gun is a Christensen Arms Custom 6.5 Creedmoor with Leopold scope and Tika and Browning and Mossberg, Winchester. There's still tickets available, I believe. You can get them at a variety of places around Florence County and Long Lake, Aurora, Florence. Give yourself a chance to win a beautiful gun.
Yeah, and that...
You don't have to be present to win.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. But can you have to be present to buy tickets someplace, right?
Yeah, and you can get them, like, you know, it's going to be at the bait shop. There's all of the bars and taverns, for the most part, have them. And then a little cafe in Long Lake that has them. Bob's Midland Service out in Aurora, the Castaway Bait Shop here in Florence. There's quite a few. If you go to exploreflorencecounty.com, I have the final drawing poster, I think, that I put it out there. If it's not there, I'll post it so everybody can see it. But it thanks the sponsors. It has all the guns, all the details, and the locations you can get tickets. And if anybody's in town and they're not having any luck finding them, they can call me and I'll point them in the right direction.
Okay, and your number is on the exploreflorencecounty.com website.
Yep, I mean, it's 715-528-3294. It's on the website, and my office is actually in the courthouse right next to the cop shop, so where you can get them there too. So any way I can help.
Yeah, if you're anywhere in Florence County, there's no excuse for not being able to find a raffle ticket seller. So that's great. This raffle supports the canine unit, right?
It does. We have two canine units. Officer Nate actually has Raji, and Eric Wendell, Deputy Wendell, has Canine Rambo, who's the older of the two. But they're awesome dogs. The thing is, they're really important up here in the rural areas. There are many evenings where you may be the only one on, and we have a lot of square miles here. It's very rural, and you have somebody pulled over, say, at 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, or, you know, late Saturday night or whatever, and you're all alone. And if anything happens, it's a click of a button and the dog is released from the car to assist. They're basically a police officer, you know. I've seen many of their demonstrations. I've met the dogs many times. And it's just, the tandems are fantastic. They work so well together. But they need to be funded, right? Because there's always training, certification updates. The dogs can, you know, they have to, you know, drugs change. There's so much updating that needs to happen. They need to find the fund somewhere. It's one of my favorite fundraisers. You know, up in this area, I find that there's a need for a lot of fundraisers, whether it be for the volunteer fire department, the canine units, the American Legion, the VFW. I mean, we have a lot of groups that we do fundraising for, and the local people and a lot of the people that come into town and stay here are just fantastic and very generous. So this particular, what Florence County Canine Unit has put together has been great, and it continues to grow. So it's all good.
Yes, and that's a great cause. I have seen the Vernon County Canine Unit in action, not on the street, but in a demo. And yeah, it's a good partner to have if you're a solo police officer, for sure. Is there anything else we should talk about here before we let you go? With gun season coming up on the 23rd, I imagine most people are focused on that right now.
Yeah, that's a big focus. And you know, if you're in Florence, we have the new owners of the Castaway, what's now known as the Castaway Bait Shop. I actually went with one of the owners down to Merrill. There's a gun shop down there that's been in business for 34 years, and they're closing. So I went down and we picked up quite a bit as far as rifles and guns and ammunition, because John at the bait shop, he has just a love for different types of guns, ammunition. He actually can help you if you need it fixed. He does a lot of work on bows as well. It's Castaway Bait Shop, but they do quite a bit in the firearms. They got their FFL, it was probably a month, 2 months ago, and it's doing they're doing a great business. So you can certainly take advantage of them here, right here in town. You know, we have the grouse, and, you know, I know some of the fishing, you know, people are putting their boats and stuff away, but just to throw it out there, because it is one of our largest events, we have a lot of things happening for Christmas. And I know, I can't believe I'm talking about it already.
Yeah.
But December 1st is the last day of gun season. Well, the following weekend, we have an event called Christmas in Florence. And that's more of it started out with vendors at the high school, but it's really growing into the community where some of the businesses are participating. And like the Resource Center, the gift shop is going to be doing some discounts, and there's going to be a tree lighting. Aurora's actually doing a tree lighting on Sunday the 8th. But the Christmas in Florence event community-wide is really on December 7th, that Saturday. We're going to have Fill the Squad for those in need. There's going to be performances by the Florence High School Band. We have over just about 120 vendors. There's children's crafts. You know, there's just Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are here. So there's so much going on, and we're really going to hit the holidays pretty hard. So if you're in Florence or you're looking for some fun Christmas stuff to do, kick it off that weekend. We have a lot of things going on in Florence.
Fantastic. Well, Florence County is always a great escape, no matter what time of year you can get up there. So I hope you get a lot of visitors this season, and we will plan to talk to you again in a month.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you very much. Eric Prince, he is the director of Florence County Economic Development. You can learn all about what we talked about here and more at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The judge in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has paused remaining court deadlines after prosecutors said they needed to reassess now that Trump has won re-election.
Every indication is this prosecution will be wrapped up before President Biden leaves office.
President-elect Trump is moving quickly to fill his cabinet.
One intense focus inside Trump's inner circle is who will be nominated for attorney general, especially after Trump railed against the Justice Department for prosecuting him. Names being mentioned by Trump insiders include Matt Whitaker, who was acting AG in Trump's first term, plus former Florida AG Pam Bondi, who backed Trump throughout his impeachments and his legal challenges.
CBS's Robert Costa. Officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least 24 people after he blew himself up at a train station in southwestern Pakistan. Some 50 people were injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
Right now, 35.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing healthcare clinic, and Professional Hearing Care has the highest rating of any practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and you can call this number for information, 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about their service on Outdoors Radio, your first consultation is absolutely free. Well, joining me once again is my audiologist, Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yes, and always a pleasure to have these conversations. And I get to actually have follow-up conversations with some of your listeners and now my patients, which is really fun.
Yes, and that's what we were hoping, that we could spread the good word about the work you folks do. And you have a new office. I mentioned the Green Bay office. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Yes, very exciting. We opened up Green Bay at the beginning of September. There was an audiologist that was hoping to retire. He's an amazing human being, Larry Carpenter. He's a well-known in the audiology community. He wanted to retire, and we took over his patient care, and it's been really, really good so far. The people up there are so nice, and I feel like every time I leave that office, I feel like I've actually made a difference in a group of patients' lives. So it's been really fun so far.
Fantastic. And you are there a couple days a week?
Yeah, I'm there on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And then Jenny, who's my partner in crime, she is also there on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Good. And the same number will get people connected to any office, right? Green Bay or the others?
Correct. All of our offices can pick up the phone and schedule no matter what location.
Okay, great. And again, folks, that number is 608 292-4916. Well, before we get into what you've been up to, and we'll talk about hunting because I know you're a hunter. I've been hunting with a friend, and he's got hearing aids like me, but quite honestly, I don't think he hears as well as I do with my hearing aids. And, you know, we were hunting and hollering across the field, and I've been telling him, you really should get your hearing checked by my audiology team, the folks I work with, and see if they can't help you. What do you tell people who have hearing aids but are still having hearing problems?
That's a great question, and we get that quite often, actually, because a lot of patients will go and receive hearing health care, and what they're not told is it actually doesn't last forever, right? So no medical treatment really lasts forever. We're treating diabetes differently than we did 5 years ago, right? So treatment protocols, treatment technology is constantly changing. But the other thing is our hearing abilities actually change. So a study came out that every 4 years, our hearing actually changes. So what I tell patients is you need to be having proper follow-up care, hearing tests every year, and running verification measures to ensure that their current hearing aid, their SA treatment technology, hearing aid, same thing. You want to make sure that they are meeting your prescriptive goals. That's something where people are good for the first year and then don't go back for follow-up care or don't go in to get everything updated too. That makes sense.
It makes sense to me, and I know my friend is listening, so we'll see if it makes sense to him too. Well, let's talk about hunting. Have you been hunting?
I have not been hunting this fall. In the fall growing up was the best time. We were out in the field or in the swamp every weekend. But I have not been out this fall. I was back in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago getting my deer stand ready and making sure my shooting lanes were clear and things like that. Otherwise, no other hunting.
Okay, but your Minnesota gun season opens on November 9th, and we are recording this early, but I think it's going to air on that weekend. So are you prepared for your gun season?
Yes. One, I'm very excited. I would look forward to my Minnesota deer hunting season. And I guess the only thing that I really have to prepare for is baking. So I'm in charge of all of the sweets for deer camp. Deer camp is at our house and the whole community comes together for dinner and breakfast. And we're all here to help each other out too if, you know, need be, you know, out for processing deer and everything like that, too. It's more important in my family to come home for opener than it is for Thanksgiving.
Well, great. And it sounds like it's going to be not only a fun time to get together with family members, but also a good feast time as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And we have some traditions when it comes to food. Friday night's always chili, and Saturday morning is always biscuits and gravy.
Okay, do you eat some fresh venison at deer camp as well?
Yes, if we can. You know, the tenderloins is always a big one, so you have to remember to bring your baggies out when you go hunting.
Very good. All right. Well, good luck to you and to everybody in your deer camp. And our deer season, as you know, opens 2 weeks later than yours this year. Usually it's at least a week later, but this time it's 2 weeks later. And I think we're ready for that.
You'll go up north, right?
Yes, I'll be hunting in Bayfield County with my son and a couple of friends.
Oh, very nice. And I always say I have the best of both worlds. So I'm from Minnesota, but my significant other is from Wisconsin, so I actually get to do both deer seasons. So scheduling this was perfect to do in October because my November is shot.
Well, I hope it's shot in a good way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hearing protection for hunters.
Hearing protection for hunters, there's a couple things. Obviously, professionally, I have to say, whenever you're around loud sounds, you want to protect your ears. However, when you're out in the woods, I also think it's a safety concern if you're not able to hear your surroundings. I was actually just talking to a hunter this morning about it. There are electronic hearing protection where it amplifies your sounds around you, but when you do shoot, it shuts everything down. And, you know, there are many different products out there. We work with sound gear in our office, so it can be a one-size-fits-all or it can be custom to the ear as well. That's one way to do it. For my patients who wear hearing aids, they do have a cutoff point, so it won't, you know, make the gunshot louder. But however, your ear is still very open, so that sound still gets through your ear, even though the hearing aid isn't amplifying it.
What about over-the-ear protection?
Over-the-ear protection is a really good option. It's better than the foam ones that go in your ear, because a lot of people don't actually get the foam tips all the way in the canal. And there are over-the-ear ones that amplify the things around you, but then cut off when you fire. So it's my safety, but also well-being of the auditory system. So it is the best of both worlds in that sense, as long as it's not too cumbersome.
Well, Dr. Alley, I understand your office is participating in a tinnitus study, and we'll get to that, but what is tinnitus for people who don't know what that word means?
Tinnitus actually affects a lot of hunters as well, so this is a great topic to bring up. Tinnitus is really a phantom sound heard in the ears or in the head. So very similar to somebody who loses a hand, they feel this itching, burning sensation like their hand is still there. It's the brain sending signals out saying, hey, where's my information? And because it's not getting it, the brain is actually creating that sensation. So the same thing is happening with tinnitus. Because we have this auditory damage, the brain is sending out signals saying, hey, where's my information? And because it's not getting that information, it starts to create that ringing, buzzing, swishing in the ear. Our office is participating in an international tinnitus study that's really looking at confirming our tinnitus protocols and our effectiveness in reducing the intensity of tinnitus. Because as of right now, we're getting about 80 to 90% in reducing the tinnitus awareness for our patients. So this study goes through the full treatment process with the tinnitus, and adding a couple extra surveys to ensure that we are effectively treating that tinnitus, but also just to confirm the data as well. Because our data is from about 4 years ago, so we're going through and updating our data right now on the tinnitus protocols. So it's a really good opportunity for new patients to us who have tinnitus, who they've been looking at reducing their tinnitus, have been struggling with tinnitus, so it actually starts the patient in our tinnitus treatment process and also can add to science. And for participating in the study, our office is giving 2 months of free treatment to those coming in and participating in the study.
Well, Dr. Alley, as always, thanks for joining us and thanks for sharing more information about hearing care. And good luck to you during your Minnesota and then your Wisconsin deer season.
Well, thank you very much. I hope I have a good hunting story to tell next time. And good luck to all the hunters and listeners out there. I hope you protect your ears, but are very safe out there. And we're here if you have any questions or if you're interested in the tinnitus study, too. So thank you again, Dan. Always a pleasure.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Dr. Alley Anderson of Professional Hearing Care. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay as well. And you can reach them for information at profhearingcare.com or call 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-888. Join RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have new and used boats, pontoons, lifts, all that great stuff in stock, and great deals on 2024 model boats and pontoons. Crestliner also announced a rebate on XF and Retriever John Boat models, and Cedar Lake Sales has some in stock right now for you. They're also doing winterizing. They can do it for you, or you can pick up the supplies and do it yourself. Probably should get on that soon. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-PeteandWell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. TV show Outdoor Wisconsin, not airing where you live. You can still watch it, and past episodes at least, at MilwaukeePBS.org. And Dan's Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special next Wednesday night, so less than a week away, November 13th. You can find that on FanDuel Sports North and Wisconsin Networks. Thursday night, the 14th, on Milwaukee PBS, and Saturday morning, the 16th, on Milwaukee PBS and PBS Wisconsin. Great to see it there. You can also watch the show on many local Wisconsin cable stations and on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel. If you missed any dates, times, phone numbers, things we talked about here today, you can check us out online all the time. Go to outlake-link.com and go to the Outdoor Radio page. You can download the show there. You can also download the show at outdoornews.com/podcast. You can find Dan and I on social media. I'm not in so many places. I've decided to step back a little bit from social media, but Dan is certainly still out there at Dan Small Outdoors. Vortex Optics is holding a rifle sight in the 12th and 13th year of November at the Vortex headquarters in Barneville. You can get onto vortexoptics.com for details and search Vortex sight in. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance, accompanied by his son Rowan Nelson Ferris, Ed Willett and Jack Gunderson, Otis McLennan, and Philip Anich, will be a matinee at 4 p.m. this Sunday, November 10th, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. For more information on Warren and his music and his schedule of upcoming performances, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Jeff Kelm. Dan will probably be back next week. Get outside, have a good time in this rut-filled Wisconsin world. We'll see you next week on Outdoors Radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever they made like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.